Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Mark Knopfler for bringing us back. That's the amazing Rhythm Aces. And no, it's not. That's Dire Straits. I knew that. That's two different folks. Mark Knopfler with Dire Straits, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, pretty sure about that. And I'm pretty sure that we got Kim Levine here on the show. Otherwise, I don't know if I'm sure of anything. It's, I hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and go back and listen to the things that Kim has taught us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. Kim's got a, we've got a suite there for her to that we make available to you. And so type her name, Kim Levine, L-A-V-I-N-E, into the search engine. You'll find all the things that she's given us over the years. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out the video. We have a different video up every week, a different poll question we ask every week. You can subscribe to my newsletter. We put new things up, audio, video, and articles every day we update it. So check it out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Kim, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segment, you got us all fired up about all the opportunity that's out there. We believe you. We get it. But how if there's somebody out there, a lady or not, lady or man or woman out there, and they're thinking, okay, you know, she's got me excited. I do think I have an idea, but I don't know how to fund it. I don't know how to take it to market. What's your advice?
Well, you know, actually, Jim, I do offer a class called Break Down the Doors of Big Retail. And, you know, I take you step by step. You know, where do you start, Jim? You start with the money. Mm-hmm. People come to me and say, I don't know if I have a $1 million idea. And I say, of course you do. And I'm going to prove it to you in this very first session. And I can, you know, you will learn in this very first session that this can opener that you think is going to change the world, mm-hmm. if you put it into 50,000 stores next year, is going to make you 1.7 million or just into 7,000 stores.
What if I get an appointment with a retailer and they say, you know, I kind of like your can opener, but how do I know you can deliver? If I call you up or send you an email and say, give me 50,000, how do I know you can deliver?
That is the hardest That is the hardest nut to crack, Jim.
Yeah.
And I've seen people blow multi-million-dollar sales because they rush to appointments with buyers, and they don't have cost of goods sold down.
Right.
They don't understand manufacturing. They don't understand sourcing. And now, Jim, this is what you do that's different from everybody else. You know, we're going to talk the hard stuff. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're going to talk, you know, you have to understand fixed expenses. You have to talk, you know, logistics and supply chain
management.
You better know EDI.
You better know down to the quarter penny what's your product, the lowest you can go in with your product, because you're going to walk in there and they're going to say, yeah, I like your product. I need 50,000. I know you want $25 for it, but I'm only going to give you 15.
Well, you know, there's so many myths out there, Jim. I spend all of my time dispelling myths that people come to me to consult with. I help people take their ideas, turn them into reality, and put them in the marketplace and make millions. And, you know, the whole idea that buyers want killer margins, that they're going to beat you up on price. They really just want you, they want you to make money. You have to understand EDI. You have to have reliable supply
mm-hmm.
chain management.
Yep.
You know, if they're going to put your product on the shelf, they have to take something off. And
mm-hmm.
that's a huge risk when they take mm-hmm. a product off a shelf.
Retail real estate is very valuable.
It's very valuable, and it's very easy to penetrate if you have everything in line. But, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, this is an overnight success. This is not going to be easy, but
mm-hmm.
you will be successful. And I tell people all the time, do you want easy or do you want success?
What about funding? What about getting it funded?
Well, you know, there's still a lot of money out there from, number one, you know how I love angel investors.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different levels of angel investment. There's seed money. That's where you have an idea and you say, I don't know if this is even going to fly, but I need $50,000 just to do a marketing
mm-hmm.
plan and business plan. You can get that money from angels. You know, it's out there like unbelievable. Then there's the second, which is startup. You know, so you've already done your research. You've proven the concept, just like the guys who founded Crocs. You know, they
right.
went out and sold
$50,000.
Bootstrapping,
right? You're talking about bootstrapping.
Right.
What? And customers are the best form of capital in the world.
You know, if you can prove market traction with your idea, you can go to a bank, you can go to an angel investor, and you're going to get money. If, you know, but you got to be willing, like I say, Mommy Millionaire, you need $20,000 minimum to start up, to do the work, to find out. But, you know, in my course, Break Down the Doors of Big Retail, which is 12 weeks of intensive work. You know, one of my students had a Babson MBA, and she said she learned more in my course than she did
in
her 2 years of Babson. And she graduated and turned around and made a deal with a distributor that, you know, sells to every Rite Aid, Walgreens in the CVS, which is, you know, 20,000 stores from that class. But, you know, you have to start with the essentials and understand money. It's a business. It's, you know, there's so many people, I have a great idea, I'm going to make money. And then when I start to talk about cost of goods sold and fixed expenses, they don't know, you know.
It's okay to be, starry-eyed and excited and passionate about what you're making. But if you really want to convert it into something that's going to be successful and make you wealthy, you got to start being an operator.
And that's why the first session in my course, I show people the money. Because nothing will get you out of bed faster, Jim, than saying, you mean I can sell my company in 5 years for $10 million? I'm going to get up every day and make this a reality. It's not that hard, Jim. It really isn't, especially when you add in EBITDA.
Give us the website, please. How can they find you?
MommyMillionaire.com. They can start by looking. You know, I have two things going on right now. The course, which is, you know, priceless. And then, you know, you have to meet these buyers. And one of the opportunities we have is to go to a trade show. And we go to America's Mart, and we have one coming up in July. We only have two spots left. And, you know, this
Wrap it up, folks. I told you you'd have to buckle your seatbelts when Kim Levine joined us. Kim, thanks for being here. Good job. Keep up the hard work. You're doing a good job. We'll see you next time.
Happy spring, and everybody.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.